186.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God over all and blessed eternally. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Merciful and mighty God over all and blessed eternally.
Let's pray together.
Dear Father, thank you. Thank you for taking care of us each and every day and looking after us and being there or here for us as only you can. Father, all too often we take that for granted. Father, we take your blessings for granted. Father, may we always remain constantly thankful for the things that you have done for us and, Father, that you do for us each and every day. Father, we're thankful that we could gather here together at this time and have this period of worship and devotion to thee. And Father, we're thankful that Brother Robert is here to lead this worship service. And Father, we're thankful that that you have him and Sister Jane here with us in Crockett. And Father, we pray that you would give the increase for not only the work here, but all the works that he is involved with. Father, there are many that we know and love that are suffering physically. Father, we pray that you would bless and strengthen and be with them. Father, we pray for Uncle Doug, and Father, we also continue our prayer for Riley and all the others that are on our sick list. Father, we pray for them. Father, we pray for Sister Linda's family as they're breathing at this time. Father, we also pray for all those others that are hurting, that have lost loved ones. Pray your hand of comfort be upon them. Father, we're mindful of our men and women in the military. We pray that you would be with them, Father. And Father, we're thankful for them, and we pray for all our leaders in government as well. Father, we pray for those that will be traveling, and Father, we pray for traveling mercies for them. And Father, as we enter into this holiday season, Father, may we enjoy our time together. And Father, we pray that your blessings will continue even after the holidays. Father, all too often we fall short of the standard that you've set for us in sin. And Father, we pray that you would forgive us of our sins. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Song number 62 will be right after the devotional. Number 62, Bring Christ to Your Broken Heart. The devotional thought that I added to the thoughts of today, found in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And at verse 1 it says, Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come, and the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. He goes on to describe our lives. If you haven't read that particular section of the Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, read Solomon's wisdom regarding the The failure of the person to be able to walk downstairs without help. The failure of the person to be able to see without some extra light in his eyes. The failure of a person to have dark hair all the way through life, how it changes, and how that he goes on his long journey home. And he closes out in Ecclesiastes 12, at verse 12, by saying the following. Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. The word duty is supplied by the translators. When they came to that spot, they had just whole duty. They had whole of man. And they supplied the word duty as a sentence explanation for it. It literally reads, for this is the whole of man. This is all there really is. Fear God, keep his commandments. This is the benefit for it. I don't know of anything better to think about, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, than to thank the Lord for the ability that I think you and I have, that somebody directed us toward God when we were young. And some of the best personal workers there are young people who in turn invite their friends to be a part of a service, invite their friends to come and be explained to why there's not an organ or piano in the Church of Christ, and why the doctrine is not taught that they have their prayers to save their soul, the sinner's prayer to be offered, things like that. Why is this the case? And it leads to somebody really seeing in the Bible what the Lord's church is all about. Young people have the ability to do that as much or better than any of us that get older in life. And that's what Solomon is saying. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Evil days will come, and the years will draw nigh. Some of us are feeling them now. And we'll say we have no real joy in them. Without ibuprofen or Tylenol or something sometimes, I don't have any joy in the days that are coming and going. But I do that just caution to help myself to be better. And I wake up looser because of it than I do otherwise. What a blessing. Think about your relationship to the Lord. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation, as we stand together, let's sing 62 together, first and third verses, first and fourth verses. Bring Christ, your broken life, so marred by sin, he will create anew, make whole again. Your empty, wasted years, he will restore, and your iniquity, remember no more. Blessed Savior of us all, almighty friend, his presence shall be ours unto the end. Without him life would be how dark, how drear, but with him morning breaks and heaven is near. Please be seated. The Lord's Supper is left prepared for anyone who would wish to partake of it tonight. Let's pray together. Our kind Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this bread to remind us of the body of Christ, and how that in that body being made, as the Hebrew writer tells us in chapter 10, that the Father made that body for him for the suffering that he would endure. And believing in the Heavenly Father, he would not so be suffering that it would be that he would turn against the Heavenly Father. Thank you for Jesus and for his way. And as we partake of this bread, help us to remember that he came and lived among us in this earth, teach us about the Father's will. In Jesus' name, amen. Any other announcements that we need to make that y'all know of on the way here? Well, have a a great time and a great holiday and a great Christmas time. Our family will be coming down on Tuesday, I think, of this week. And mention to you that Mary Bowling passed away a couple of days ago. And Mary's husband, David, is buried out this way. And she was a member of the church there in South Haven. And we met her a number of times up that way. Miss Jane remembered her face that she saw on Pate Jones' funeral home site. And she will be buried on Wednesday of this week, coming up this week, on the day after Christmas, the 26th. And there'll be a visitation at 11 o'clock at Pate Jones that morning. The visitation starts at 10 o'clock. The service is at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning. She'll be buried out here at Crockett from that time. We'll have the opening of the foyer and the bathrooms for people that come to that graveside time, and that will supply a need if someone has that need. Once again, thank you all for being here tonight. God bless you, everyone, and safety as you travel about. Brother J.L., dismiss us in prayer, please.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful to thee for this and another opportunity to gather study the portion of your word. We ask you to guide God and direct us and forgive us for our sin. For in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to y'all. Merry Christmas.